This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan bears full responsibility for the resurgence of Islamic State, a growing humanitarian crisis, and possible war crimes. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Pence plans ahead to the Mideast as Turkey continues its attacks on Kurds in Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Amid mounting bipartisan criticism of the U.S. military withdrawal from northern Syria that opened the door for Turkey's military assault on the Kurds, the White House launched a two-pronged initiative late Monday. The Trump administration announced sanctions on Turkey that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says are designed
to see an appropriate response.
Standing alongside Mnuchin outside the White House, Vice President Mike Pence told reporters,
"The president has directed me and Robert O'Brien to lead a delegation to Turkey in the immediate future."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
One of the latest to testify before Congress during the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump was Mr. Trump's former top aide on Russia and Europe, Fiona Hill. The hope by those questioning her is that she would possibly shed light on Mr. Trump's firing of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, back in May. This was held behind closed doors, and once again, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin has said the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House should be public.
"While we can't talk about all the ins and outs, our position remains yet again, as we come out here after another deposition, that the American public should have been able to watch all of this live. And even if you're not going to allow the American public to watch it live, release the transcripts."
Last week, Yovanovitch, a career State Department diplomat, told lawmakers behind closed doors that Mr. Trump dismissed her based on unfounded and false claims after Trump's personal attorney, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, assailed her performance in Kiev.